Dr. Lewis Torrey is our guest. And Dr. Torrey, I've been using the word prediction, but that's not really what you do. You're more of a futurist, right? I mean, you use this computer program. What do you see for our future?
Well, first of all, again, I have to take references for my past so that you can, you know, trust the future. Back in 2007, I was on George Norrie Coast to Coast, and I said to George, be ready for a full restructure of the United States of America. I probably was the first guy ever mentioning the word economy on national radio or television. And he said, what do you mean? I said, you heard me, a full restructure of your pocket. And of course, in 2007, in December, nobody heard me. But I also told him in March 2011, 5 years later, I said, in March 2011, the end and the rebuilding of the U.S. economy will start. And if you look at the polls, we are slowly but surely getting better on the financial level. But it's going to take a while. America is at 6 o'clock in the morning. And many years ago, America was a 12 o'clock lunch. So our lunchtime is nice and warm, okay?
Are you saying we went backwards?
No, it's just the timing. The tail of the dragon was affecting the second house of money of the United States. But I cannot talk about the dragon and my expertise to people who have no clue. It's like trying to explain to a fish in the ocean how a laptop operates. You know, people don't have cosmic consciousness. They didn't take the time to study astropsychology. They don't know. So I have to use simple terms and direct words. Like when I said a very famous political man will die on that day and his fate will end up in the ocean, these are simple direct words mentioning the death of Osama bin Laden. Now, if you want to know deeper, then I am explaining it deeper now through the stars on the next newsletter that I'm about to finish today and put out there, okay?
You brought up that newsletter again, Dr. Torrey. I'm dying to know what's in it. It's out now, right?
Yes. It basically will explain astrologically why Osama bin Laden met with his death on that very precise day, and why Osama bin Laden was already set to be killed by the Secret Service. It is very obvious, but you have to follow. If you want to learn something, you have to do the mental gymnastics, you know. And I have reached the top of the top skeptical cream. People that are very skeptical, including James Randi, okay? I have offered these people very, very factual facts, letters signed to USGS giving very specific date for very large earthquake. It's dated, it's printed, it's on the internet, it's on Deja New, it's inarguable, and these people still will not accept the fact that I predicted it. As far as Osama bin Laden, and for these people to understand, they will have to do their homework. And I'm doing it for them today in that newsletter. And I have to find the title so that your audience will remember it. I will call it, Why Am I Dead, Osama bin Laden? Or something like that. I have to find the title that is catchy enough to explain to people through the stars why Osama bin Laden was killed on that very precise day that I said it would. But anyway, it's all a matter of education, and I'm not pessimistic at all, okay? I see America is already set. America was born with the head of the dragon in Leo. During the day, every planet shies away. Only the sun shines, because Leo is ruled by the sun. America, Dragon said, being in Leo, in the second house of money, it's not surprising for America to always have been the most powerful, wealthier country in the world. But meantime, life is a constant process of changes, and the universal clock is constantly moving. A few years, the clock was against the United States. And it started when Osama bin Laden literally blew up the World Trade Center and ended when he was killed. But I saw it all happening my way. And now I'm trying to, through my writing, through my endless radio show and TV show, trying to explain what took me 40 years to digest. So that will demand you to sit and read and understand and raise you on a cosmic consciousness to realize that I actually made the predictions inaugural.
We're hearing lots of woes and warnings about the financial system, but you seem to be pretty optimistic about it.
Exactly, because it's all written in the stars. As I said, America was at 6 o'clock in the morning on a winter day, cold and wet, and that was 9/11. Okay? Now, America is not at 6 o'clock. America is at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's when Osama bin Laden was killed. And America is coming back to lunchtime and shining, gain back its position as imposed by God as the top country in the world. Why do you think I'm here? For the sake of beauty? No, there are no accidents for Dr. Chiri to be in the United States. I got my mission. My mission is to free humanity from stupidity, fear, and conspiracy, ridiculous judgment. There's so many things that doesn't take away the reality of conspiracy, don't get me wrong, okay? But not all is conspiracy if you have cosmic consciousness. But you have to learn to read the signs. And that's what God created the stars and the oven, I repeat myself, to be used as a sign. And he has enslaved every one of these children to do just that. And now I am here as a leader to help people to raise their cosmic consciousness.
Dr. Turi, every time we have you on, we talk about the future, of course. And I want to find out about your future. What's happening with you? What's next for Dr. Turi?
Oh, gosh. Well, first of all, I'm writing all day long. I only write with two fingers, you know, as much as I never be taught to speak English, I've never been taught to type. And I can type faster than you can read. I am constantly writing. I was set by God to be a leader of the mind. I was born with the head of the dragon in the mind, into the sign of Aries. That makes me very competitive and very confident, which is often misjudged by an ego trip by people who don't have any perception. That's me. What I'm trying to tell you, I've got so much ahead of me. Anything can change by the minute. I did an interview with you. Now I'm doing an interview with you. Now I have another one set up for tonight, and never stops. People call me. I'm all over the world, literally through my website and radio and television, and there's so many things that I'm doing. And slowly but surely, I'm getting people's attention, and that's the good news. But it's going to take a time to change the status quo and to make people aware that the new dragon in the sign of Sagittarius is imposing a full restructure of the codification of thoughts, or everything that you have been taught and forced to accept may not necessarily be the truth. So science and religion are being challenged by God himself through the dragon interaction. And as we approach the year 2012, that's the golden gate, humanity will be finally into the new age of Aquarius, put it this way, and their aptitude to tap not only in new age matter, but also the archetypal realm of consciousness with a spiritual leader that are very highly advanced, this is my case and many other people, the world will be able to perceive something else than crap. I mean, I don't know if you read, if you heard it on CNN not long ago, but there's a bunch of people cruising the United States with buses, as I'm speaking to you, with big signs saying it's the end of the world on May 20-something.
Dr. Turi, it may not be the end of the world, but it's the end of the segment. I'm Jerry Pippin. Dr. Louis Turi is our guest. drturi.com, and we still have much more to discuss. Don't go away. Tales of High Strangeness, Jerry Pippin's Parazone. Check out our stories of the horrific, the interesting, the spiritual on the paranormal pages of jerrypippin.com. A little relaxing bumper music for Dr. Turi. He just said the end of the world is not going to happen in 2012, or not this month in 2011, as some people are predicting. Dr. Turi, people have been predicting the end of the world for some time. Hasn't happened yet.
But, you know, I remember back in 2000 with the Y2K and, you know, California is going to go under the ocean, God knows what. I was swamped with all sorts of people being very, very scared. And I told them, hey, you know, it's like the year 2012. Nothing wrong will happen on those days. Okay? It'll be another day. Okay? And this is why I have chosen the day after, or the 22nd of December, to make the Universal Day, Dr. Turi Universal Day of Prayer. Because that day, this is where people will realize, oh my gosh, something is very wrong. We need to be a little bit more critical in our thinking process and start to let go of the guru, start to remove religion from our psyche, eliminate fear, stop feeding evil, and start to tap on the supraconscious, humongous, endless forces that create our very existence.
So you're saying December 22, 2012 will be a new day. And that's
it. That's Dr. Turi's Universal Day of Prayer, yes.
Well, Dr. Turi, you know, we got the flood of several centuries going on now on the Mississippi, and it happened in the Midwest earlier. We had earthquakes. We had that reactor problem in Japan that's still not over. I mean, we have all these natural disasters. What's going on?
My prediction, I said it will be a year of wind, and I really capitalize in red to be ready for tremendous fires and tremendous tornado. Again, one of my predictions took place. And the beauty is, you can go to drturi.com, click on predictions, and read the words that I wrote 2 years ago, and that are printed in the book that I'm going to email you. Everything that's happening on CNN today was written a year, year and a half before it appears on CNN. This is why some people are calling me now CNN before CNN, Dr. Turi. Okay? So, there are no accidents. The new dragon's tail, which I call it the dragon because lack of terms for people who don't have cosmic consciousness. Let's put it as a energy. Okay, the dragon's tail on March 5th, 2011, entered the sign of Gemini. Gemini is the sign that rules communication and transportation. It rules anything to do with speed. It has translated into WikiLeaks, information that comes from left and right. It forces all sorts of natural disaster, especially those that are related to wind, because it's a year of wind. And wind produces tornado. This is why, again, USGS are not listening to the cosmic code. And a year ago, I was preparing the world for tremendous fire. Look what happened in Texas, the worst fire in history of Texas. Burned the state, literally. Then I said, be careful for tremendous tornado outside of this world. And again, Dr. Turi was right with hundreds of deaths. But who is listening to me? Only the people that knows Dr. Turi. That's why slowly but surely the universe is giving me more voice, more access to the media with people like you.
What's coming up, Dr. Turi? I mean, all this tragedy. I mean, is it finally going to end, or is it going to continue?
Well, you have to remember, only 100 years ago, what I'm saying 100 years ago, Jerry, 50 years ago, did you have a cell phone?
Yeah.
50 years ago you had cell phone?
No.
what I'm saying. You had no access to the internet. Jerry, I was raised with no radio, no television. In 1960, if I wanted to go and see a TV, my gosh, there was no TV in my village. Forget about cell phone. Wait a minute here. 50 years ago, if you had a series of tornado in America, it would not be coming right to your face when you're eating food at dinner time. Do you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
If there was a big, huge tsunami or earthquake, by the way, I predict both Asia tsunami to the day, okay? And even George Norrie told so on his audience. But what I'm saying is, you have to adapt to the time we are. What Art Bell used to call the quickening when I was on his show is nothing else than the impact of the planet Uranus, the sudden release of energy planet that create earthquakes, tornado, volcano. Okay? This planet is in charge of the world. So things are wildly speedy, shocking. It's nothing that is not perceivable, and is nothing that is shocking to someone who understands the gears of the universal mind and how it affects people, how it makes the news, and how it makes Mother Earth react to it. The only difference is now we have the internet. So anything happening anywhere on the other side of the world almost immediately is in your face. And people are not trained to match up the technology spiritually, the incredible imbalance you have between the physical world and the spiritual world is totally insane. Let me put it this way. Jerry, we are now using GPS. We send people to the moon. We have space station. We have the best technology that will be totally obsolete next month. Okay? And what do we have on the spiritual level? We have people like Osama bin Laden who want to die for the prophet and a bunch of religious poison morons promising the end of the world. You know, expecting Jesus or Elvis Presley to come back. Come on. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
There is a total imbalance between the physical and the spiritual energy.
And we're out of balance.
That's all there is. That's the biggest problem. But given a choice, I would, if I managed to get on national radio or national TV and being so controversial, hell's going to freeze before I do that. But with time, it will happen because it's set by my stars anyway. Now, people will stop feeding evil. If you turn your TV on, your radio on, you know, not understanding the planet, the shocking planet, the Uranus in charge of the world and the news producing all these natural disasters, they can only rely to what they've been taught is the end of the world. God is pissed off, excuse my French, okay? And he's going to kill us all. No, no, it is not that at all. What it is people are robots, unconscious, walking mixture of blood and flesh stuck into a spirit which is depraved of cosmic consciousness. That's where we're at. Most of all, humanity has not yet realized that without cosmic consciousness, the only source of information you're going to rely and have are religious or scientific. And both the leader of the scientific world and religion are deprived of cosmic consciousness. That means all our leaders in charge of our destiny and our kids' future don't have a clue of what the hell is going on. Again, excuse my friend. By the way, this is it. You are right here on hell, in this world, stuck into ignorance. And ignorance is evil, and knowledge gives power. Now, for people, to make them aware, they are no doomed, and they were made God. I didn't say that. The Bible said, you are made at the image of God. you like it or not, you know it or not, you were blessed with the same creative power than God himself. So humans are nothing else than gods in training on this dense physical world. They have to come to acknowledge, okay, that the future is nothing else than the reincarnation of the thought. By this I mean, if I look at the telephone I'm holding in my hand, or if you look at the screen, or whatever you're looking at, Jerry, and if I ask you, what was that telephone 50 years ago? It was not there. If I ask you, Jerry, what city do you live now? Where are you at? What city are you?
I'm in Oklahoma.
Tell me, Jerry, why was Oklahoma, this big, huge city, and any other United States, big city, and any other big, huge city in this world, what were all those big cities 2,000 years, 3,000 years, 5,000 years ago? Nothing. Which means we, by order of God, have the power to create. But there is only two forces at play here. Positive, negative, up and down, black and white, the front, the back. God, devil, the endless, endless battle between intelligence and stupidity. Night and day, positive and negative, the yin and yang. Humanity has not yet realized the importance to be positive. Not to allow any talking head deprave the cosmic consciousness, poison your life with conspirational material, with religious material. Every single day, make a choice to be positive. And that's going to bring me back to something even more incredible that I have noticed. Do you remember our congresswoman here in Arizona, Mrs. Gifford?
Yes.
She was shot in the head?
Yes.
Do you realize, excuse me, do you realize that all these educated, accredited doctors are wondering how somebody that was shot in the head was able to make such a remarkable discovery? Do you know that?
Right, her recovery is definitely amazing.
They don't know how is it possible for her to have made such an incredible recovery. But let me tell you, let me explain what happened. And how do I know? I know because it happens to me. You know, only a year and a half ago, I was diagnosed with cancer colon. And trust me, when the doctor said to me, you have to wait, Dr. Turi, you have to wait for the last result. Find out if this cancer is all over your body. And if it's all over your body, you only have maybe a few months to live. But when you are forced to accept your own death, it really upsets you because you have accepted death, okay? And there is no death anyway. I have no fear of death. But I was thinking about my wife, my dogs, my family, my people, my student, my mission. I was really, really depressed. And when I said to Teranya, look, write a letter and ask everybody to pray for me because, you know, I might die. We received so many emails nonstop of good wishes to the point. For a month and a half my surgery, Dr. Turier was on top of his house, cutting tree branches and running in the park with his dogs. Cancer is gone. Now, nothing compare of what happened to me, nothing compared to Congresswoman Gifford, because in terms of celebrity stature, she's known all over the world. And that means millions and trillion tons of positive thought came to her and altered the atomic structure of herself and her brain specifically. And she was able to survive the...
Dr. Turi, are you okay
yeah,
now?
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm... you know, when I channel, I get excited. I apologize. But that's me, you know me. I mean, I'm all right. Cancer-wise, it's gone. There's nothing left. I have been checked and double-checked and triple-checked.
And do you, your account this recovery to positive thinking?
Positive thinking produced by other people's thoughts. But let me tell you something else even more dramatic. And remember, everything I'm telling you, you can read it in great details. A lot of stories that you don't know about me are in my book, Beyond the Secret. Again, remember, as I teach my students, incredible experience breeds incredible people that have incredible things to teach. And that's a fact. Let me tell you something. I was about 18 years old, and I was called by the French government to my 3 days of orientation. It's the law in France. You have to go and do your 3 days where they oriented you in the army and the navy or wherever you have to go and serve your country. And I was there, and I was with other kids of my age. We were in the cantina, and I was laughing my head off. We were kids, drinking, smoking, laughing, living, innocent, stupid kids. I was with the pack. And then all of a sudden, I felt like a train running over me. And tears start to pour out of my eyes. And I was shocked. I said, oh my gosh, what's happening to me? And I didn't want to be seen by the other guys crying, so I ran into the bathroom and I hid. And I kept crying my eyes out. Then I heard my name. Soldier Cherry reported immediately to the captain's office. I walked to the office, hiding my face, my eyes, my tears, and I saw the captain with a telephone in his hand, and he says, son, you're here because you're going to become a man. Now, you got to become a man a little bit early, okay? Your brother wants to talk to you. So I pick up the phone, and I already knew what my brother was about to tell me. My older brother Joe says, Louis, you're on leave. You have to come back home. Vince is dead. Vincent, my younger brother, was 16 years old, and he was killed by a drunk driver. I felt the thought before they came to me.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Yes.
And that is the truth.
Dr. Turing?
Yes.
Always a pleasure talking to you.
Just be positive and read my latest newsletter on Osama bin Laden predictions. And may God bless everybody, including yourself, Jerry. Thank you for having me, my friend.
Always a pleasure. Check out his website, drturi.com. That's drturi.com. This is Jerry Pippin. Thank you for listening. Until next time, cheers.